You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Everybody, this is Raised in the Woods. My name is Joel Clayfish. This show is about everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa. Aha, we have really jumped out of the box today, and we are doing...
I think we jumped out of the boat.
We jumped out of the boat right here in Okauchee, Wisconsin. If you haven't heard of Okauchee, Wisconsin, it's in Lake Country, about halfway between Milwaukee and Madison, and the Hideaway Bar and Grill, a famous little joint on Okauchee. There are stories that there are old slot machines buried in this lake, old bodies buried in this lake. Supposedly, the mafia had its control of this lake back in the 20s and 30s, and we, for the first time, have taken this show on the road into the field. If you hear ambient noise, it's because it's a beautiful day in the Midwest, and folks are out here enjoying themselves on the lake. Chef Ellie Lawton, the co-host of this show, glad you could be here today. What a bonus, getting a little sun out here while we record the show.
Yeah, I mean, I just came for the tan. Ah. So, well, and the food, too. The food here is phenomenal.
Thanks.
You guys know me. Anything I can do outside that involves the sunshine, I'm in.
Yeah, that's a fact for sure. We've got our homesteader, Sarah Marinas, with us today. Sarah, I'm just going to go out there and say this. What's going on? You're not in your pajamas.
I know. Well, I considered this a date because I brought my husband.
Okay. This is a date
so
night for you.
I did shower. I straightened my hair. I did put makeup on. If I move my glasses, there is mascara.
Holy cow. You really did it up for us today. We
appreciate
that very much.
Looking like a homeless woman, but very comfortable.
I think comfort is key to your style. That's what I think. I think comfort is just your style.
And I'm not trying to impress anybody. My superpower is I don't care what you think of me by looking at me.
I have learned that throughout life, the less you try to impress people, the better off your life will actually be and the more joy you will have in your life.
And that's why I have joy.
Amen. Speaking of joy, I love the outdoors, and one of my favorite things to do, and we talk about it on the show quite a bit, is waterfowl hunting. And we have got the executive director of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, Brad Heidel, with us. Brad brought his lovely wife along.
I'm going to say this is officially a date night.
I think this is officially a date night for Brad and his wife. I think it's a date night
it really is.
Sarah and her husband. We've got outdoors, patio, beautiful view. Excellent food, fantastic people. How much better can it get than that, really, Brad?
And there's food.
And there's food. Oh. And there's free food.
We have extra food.
That's my favorite.
We've got a debut of the Right Wing sauce here tonight, which is, and full disclosure, I do own part of this company. Also, full disclosure, I have never made a dime on the Right Wing sauce. But it is absolutely delicious, and they're debuting it. And
My partner's here.
Mickey Fodi's here. Dave is here. We're having a great time out on the deck at Okauchee. Thanks very much to the folks who have come out and showed up with us today. I would be remiss if I did not mention Gary Fluitt, our number one fan.
Yes, Gary.
Who is here with us on the patio at the Hideaway, and we appreciate everybody showing up.
How wonderful is that?
It's pretty great. Brad, you brought your lovely wife along.
I did. And the only thing that could make it better would be a couple fat mallards out there swimming around right now on the lake.
Well, I don't think we could have picked a better time to be here. It is the Tuesday Night Bass Tournament League. And as we arrived, and Noah Morris here from Morris Original, he was setting up our showcase for our live broadcast here. And the lake was covered in bass boats. Everybody's heading out. We're going to hope to catch some of those guys when they come back and throw them on the show, which is always a bonus. But Brad, what have you got going on and what's cooking right now? I mean, I know right now you're getting prepped for the Sandhill Crane hunt legislation that's coming up in the legislature this session. You guys have just not stopped with the education, with the efforts to make sure that that's something that's going to happen.
No, you can't. We came so close this spring. As you know, we were one vote away from this going mm-hmm. to the governor's desk for a signature. One vote. And so next session, we are going to be ready. So we're not taking our foot off the gas. We've got help from you. We've got help from our volunteers as well. But what we want to do is we want to get out in front of people, and we do not want to lose the momentum we had to get this hunt done here in the state of Wisconsin.
You know what I love about the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association? It is, by all stretches, you know, compared to Ducks Unlimited and Delta Waterfowl, it's a smaller organization. But really, the reach and breadth of the things the WWA does is incredible. From introducing brand new hunters to habitat expansion, wetland preservation, you know, Megan Salazar, who's here, who's our sommelier and contributor to the show, is a volunteer for the Waterfowl Association. This is a group of people who really encompasses everything about the outdoors, helping people get into the outdoors who've never been in the outdoors, helping those who are experts at it get better at it, and encouraging those who are part of the outdoors to bring other people into the fold. And that is so exciting. You know, and Megan, you put your heart and soul into this too, which is, it's crazy. And I can't believe the devotion from the people who do help out with the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association is just heartfelt devotion, because you guys are volunteers.
Oh yeah. I don't think you can find any better volunteers than the ones that you do at WWA.
Yeah. And how exciting is it for you guys? You know, most people right now, they're taking their foot off the gas because it's summertime. But now is really the time to get prepared and get ready for waterfowl season and get ready for those learn to hunts and the women's hunts and everything like that. I know, Megan, you're crazy busy with that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's not just about waterfowl season from September until November, December. It's all year long. You're shooting during the year. You're doing conservation and habitat restoration during the year. There's so many things outside of the hunting season that we have to look at as well.
Yes, and I know, now I'm getting a little, I don't know if I should get nervous about this or excited, but James Cooper of Halligan Outdoors is just about becoming a frequent flyer to the show. We're going to have to start calling him a contributor or a pro staff member, something he's used to. He's pro staff for Banded Gear, which is partners with The Fowl Life, which is our television show. And James,
I'm wearing the newest Banded shirt right now.
Yes. I can see
the newest ladies Banded shirt.
Yeah, the new Banded stuff is all the retro stuff.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I do love that retro look, and actually that stuff blends in really in camouflage better than most stuff. And James, you are part of the Banded staff, which is tied into the Fowl Life, which has to do, you know, which we talk about here. I get to host, Midwest host of the Fowl Life. You seem to, are you stalking us or are you just like being around?
I don't know. From the expo, I work out the expo in the Banded booth. So
that's where we met.
Yeah. That's where we met. Yep. Yeah.
And now you seem to just kind of be showing up. And I'm going to take that as the fact that you are encroaching a little bit on Gary Fluitt's fandom of the show. And we're going to have to start making you a regular member of this cast, I'm
afraid.
Or
maybe he's keeping Megan's seat warm when she can't make it.
Oh,
Megan has something to say about that.
Well, first of all, yeah, I do, because I'm going to start traveling among the Midwest again pretty soon.
I don't
once
know
I get
if
this sling
you.
Off.
However, Megan had shoulder surgery.
He brought up the expo, and I just wanted to say, let everybody know that the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo is August 21st and 22nd at the Oshkosh Sunnyview Expo Center. So get your tickets for the banquet. Make sure that you get your tickets for the expo. Come out, see all the vendors, see all the activities.
Yes.
Get involved.
Eat all the food. There is food there.
I'm very excited to say that Chef Lawton, Megan Salazar, and Danielle Fairman will be at the expo as well.
Yes,
Sarah
Marinas,
are you going to try to get up there and help us out? Or
I would love to come.
Oh, good. Very good.
If I have enough time in advance, I can make it happen.
Last year, we cooked wild goose tacos for over 200 people, and we did cooking segments in the outdoor main stage, and it was packed for both days. I expect the same will be this year. We love teaching folks how to take game from the field to the table, which is a phenomenal thing that we talk about on the show. We'd love to see you at the expo. It was our first time outdoors. They had the stages set outdoors, and we packed it both days.
Under a tent, so still come
under
even
a
if
tent,
it's raining,
that's
which
right.
it won't be,
even,
but in
even
case.
Even if the weather is inclement, we will feed you. Chef, do you have any idea what is going to be on the menu this year for the Waterfowl Expo?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would like
I'd like to know.
Nobody's going to know until we show up.
We've got the executive director of the WWA here. And
wait, do I have to give that information to Brad beforehand?
No.
I feel like I have to.
You have to give it to me so I know what
to
do.
It's probably a code with the city of Oshkosh that we need to know ahead in advance.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
How about a hint? Can you give us a hint? Do you have some ideas of possibilities?
It's have something to do with waterfowl.
A goose or a duck?
Yes.
Both.
Duck, goose.
How about crane?
Oh, well, that might upset some folks, but I'm here for that.
You can legally eat crane in Wisconsin.
You can.
You just can't hunt it yet.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to we're gonna try to cross that
Maybe
bridge.
I'll throw
so
in some
if
frog
you hit,
legs.
If you hit one with your car, you can pick it up
no.
and eat
oh,
it?
No, you cannot.
That
no.
hunt it?
I don't think you
Definitely
can,
not.
Sarah. But I love
but
that.
But what you do you mean you can't hunt it? How would you find it dead?
Well, no.
You
can legally hunt it in another state, and then you can bring that meat here under specific restrictions.
I was very confused.
So.
Like, how would you eat it if you can't hunt it?
Sarah,
it'd be an accident, then.
Marinus, I love the fact that you constantly bring up the things that could land us in jail, and we get to talk about it with the folks who listen and make it very clear that certain things are allowed, certain are not.
We need a Sarah disclaimer.
Yeah.
We should have a Sarah
I do not represent everybody's knowledge.
Disclaimer. Folks, if you're listening to us for the first time, this is Raised in the Woods. We're an outdoor radio show. You can check us out, what we look like. Please go to our Facebook page, which is Raised in the Woods. Follow us for the latest tips on how to take your field and forage to the table. You're going to learn everything from frog gigging to taxidermy to waterfowl to
cooking.
Gathering things in the outdoors. Every show has a cooking segment that we bring you. Chef Lawton talks about cooking and how to make it simple so that you do not have to be afraid. And this is our first remote show. We're at the Hideaway Bar and Grill on Okachi Lake. They're debuting a chicken wing night tonight, and we're having a great time here. Come on down and join us if you'd like at the Hideaway. Chef,
yes.
Can we get a little hint as to what today's recipe is going to be?
Not right now.
I mean, she doesn't know.
That's what it means.
I think she's going to come up with it during the break.
I mean, I made a lot of good stuff this week. I just haven't decided which route I want to go.
All right. Well,
I'm getting
good.
A little thrown off because I have a huge menu in front of my face. And when I have that kind of material in front of my face, my brain is just like, ooh, yeah, I could add that to that or do that with that. It's all over.
Well, we've
it's
got
like a kid in a candy store.
We've got our Wilds of the Week coming up. We're going to shuffle in some different guests as they come in and out of the place tonight. But thanks to Noah Morris from Morris Original for getting us set up on the patio at the Hideaway on Okachi Lake, because it's pretty fantastic. I'm going to start my Wild of the Week, which was not all that wild, to be perfectly honest with you. I ended up with a procedure that I'm not allowed to lift more than 5 pounds. And I have to tell you, I cannot stress to you how difficult that is to go through life without being able to lift 5 pounds. I'm not even supposed to drink a cup of coffee with my right hand. I think I may have overdone it a little bit.
Do you just dip your face in like a bowl and drink it?
We'll get you a stainless steel straw.
I haven't started that yet, but I wouldn't be afraid to do that because food is my favorite dish. We're going to hear those Wilds of the Week and our Recipe of the Week more with Brad Heidel from the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association and James Cooper from Halligan Outdoors. This is Raised in the Woods.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We'll be right back.
This is Raised in the Woods, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great states of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. Speaking of which, my name's Joel Clayfish.
How is that related to Iowa?
I was asking the same question.
There's a connection somewhere. Don't worry about it.
To a connection. We had a Raised in the Woods field trip to the best place for gyros in the world.
Okay, but that's Illinois, not Iowa.
Yeah,
I know it.
Wouldn't that be Greece if it's in the world?
Everybody slow down for just a minute. We went.
Joel's going to make the connection, okay. I guess.
I had just mentioned Illinois and Iowa.
Fair.
Speaking of which, my previous sentence had the word Illinois in it. And not only is Illinois home to Uncle Nick's, the greatest gyro in the world, which, Megan, I do believe you are now part of the Uncle Nick's Club. I think you said that was one of the best gyros you've ever had in your life.
It was. You're welcome for the idea.
Megan had this great idea. She texted me around lunchtime the other day, I don't know, a few days ago, and she goes, "Hey, I want gyros." And I'm like, "Hey, I always want gyros." So it started to rain, and we were texting. We're like, "Oh, this weather's so depressing." And I looked at the forecast in Illinois, though it was nice. It was sunny. So we somehow talked Joel into driving us.
Well, you know, listen, I invited myself along.
It's
so
true,
because
we were just going to go and send him pictures.
That is true. He did invite himself along, but he didn't know that we actually wanted a driver because it was at night. We were coming back in the dark. Megan and I wanted a driver, to be quite honest.
Yes, I don't mind inviting myself along when there's going to be great food at the end of it. But I want to talk for a minute about our friends in Illinois. I don't think people realize, and Brad Heidel is here, the executive director of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. James Cooper is here, the guide of Halligan Outdoors, which is the one and only frog gigging outfitter in the state.
Of Wisconsin.
But there is a great deal of unbelievable waterfowl hunting with our neighbors in the South. Brad, do you work with the folks in Illinois when you guys are talking habitat and the folks in surrounding states?
Well, to be honest with you, no, we don't. We actually just build a lot of ducks here in the state of Wisconsin. And after we have our first opportunity at them, we're happy to share them with our friends in Illinois.
Yeah, well,
by design.
I am perfectly okay with us having first crack at them in the Mississippi Flyway here. And I would love to encourage neighboring states to take a look at the programs that Wisconsin has, particularly with the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, because it's really unbelievable what this organization accomplishes year after year. And one of the things that we're really excited about is the Little Yellow River Project in up near Nisita, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that, because we have, in Wisconsin, we've got one of the most healthy, unbelievable sandhill crane populations here. Of course, we'd love to have a hunting season, but we have other species coming through the marsh and through, we're developing lands near Nisita, Wisconsin that actually have whooping cranes.
Yep, absolutely. So right around Nisita, Wisconsin is the Nisita National Wildlife Refuge, and it is the number one breeding area for our experimental whooping crane population here in the state.
Wow.
And so what we are doing as an organization is we are restoring significant amount of habitat in that watershed. So basically last year we completed phase one of last year, and we restored roughly 650 acres of wetlands in that area.
Wow. That's incredible.
We filled over 6.5 miles of ditches to accomplish that.
Unbelievable.
This year, we filled over 9 miles of ditches in that area, and we restored over 2,400 acres of wetlands in that area, which is going to be beautiful breeding ground for not only waterfowl, but sandhill cranes, whooping cranes, everything. It's going back to its original state, what it once was before it was all ditched.
I think What bums me out is I think a lot of people think of outdoor organizations, Safari Club, Game Preserve Association. They think all those organizations are about is killing animals. That's just not the case, is it?
No, not whatsoever. You know, we spend maybe, if we're lucky, 60 days out of the year hunting waterfowl. And the rest of the year, we're doing nothing but loving them and contributing to their habitat and trying to build more areas for them to grow and thrive. And it just, it's just awesome what sportsmen do. You look at the North American model, right? We're the envy of all countries around the world on how sportsmen are taking care of our wildlife here in the United States.
Well, and Brad, to jump off of your point too, while you're doing that, while we have our hunters out there doing that and these groups, they're not only improving for these animals and for healthy populations so we can hunt, mm-hmm. but for the folks that use the hiking paths and kayaking and fishing and the public
camping.
Launches and the
birders.
Campsites,
yeah.
Everything. I mean, it is, without you all, without all of us, there's not a pretty sight on the other end of it.
Absolutely not. And that's all due to sportsmen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think people absolutely underestimate the value. And at the end of the day, a lot of it also comes down to money. And there's not a sportsman out there, a sportsman or a sportswoman, who is not contributing to things like the Pittman-Robertson Fund.
Yep.
These things, you know, every bullet you buy, a portion of that money goes into preservation and conservation. I promise, guys, we're going to get to our Wild of the Week coming up. And we've got recipes and our homesteader tip of the week. This is Raised in the Woods. Raised in the Woods gives you everything you need to get from the outdoors to your dinner table. We're going to get to that. We've got our cooking segment, our homesteader segment. We are experimenting live recording at the Hideaway on Okauchee Lake in beautiful Lake Country, Wisconsin. Southeast Wisconsin, nestled right between Milwaukee and Madison on what is a glorious evening tonight. We've got a rotating panel of experts, famous guests, and our top fan. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get to host this show alongside Ellie Lawton and
Hello,
Sarah
Joel.
Marinas.
How it's good to be here.
It's good to be here. You're a little quiet tonight, Sarah.
Well, I did have a lot to say before, but I was trying to text Tyler to get all my information
Sarah,
straight.
Do you almost think it's because we don't get a chance to talk right now?
Whoa.
You didn't take a breath,
Who
though.
Who said that? Please, be Ellie. My guest. You know what? I would like to turn the show over to you ladies for
go,
a moment.
Ellie.
Have at it.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
No kidding.
Can
have
I start with my Wild of the Week?
Because
it's really
that.
Funny.
Okay, we would love to hear
you
it.
You didn't give away any more trips, right?
Stop.
Oh,
no.
Honestly.
I know. But my kids are going to have beautiful teeth. You'll have to go back a few episodes. So my second son, Peter, he participates in equine therapy. And it's
that
for people with
happy.
Special
me
needs.
Too.
And today, or this week, we went as a family to support him. So the first half, when he's in doing actual therapy, we played outside. And then we watch him in the arena. So I'm getting ready to sit on a picnic table, and all of a sudden, as I'm halfway down, I see what looks like a snake head.
Nope.
I hate snakes.
Me
I
too.
Screamed and shot up to the moon. And my kids are just laughing at me, and then they're ready to get a snake. We look down. It's a huge butterfly. Like
oh
five
my gosh,
by five.
Sarah.
And
how
no,
do you mistake a butterfly for
I
a
will
snake?
Post,
it happens.
I
do
will
it with
post
frogs all
the picture
time.
On Facebook. The corners of the butterfly look like little snake heads.
Oh.
Okay.
And it was
what
moving.
What kind of butterfly is that?
Oh, I don't know. One that flies?
That's it sounds like it might have been a tiger swallowtail because they've got those little black
yes.
things that look like eyes on them a little bit. Oh, no. That is definitely
Here's
not
a picture
a tiger
of it.
Swallow.
That's
a moth.
Beautiful.
That is not a butterfly. That's a moth.
It looks beautiful like a butterfly.
Well, but it is beautiful.
I told everybody it was a butterfly.
And just to let everybody
it's your story,
know,
Sarah.
Megan, you're familiar with Megan Salazar, our sommelier pirate, and her lover, Dave, who joins us on the show. Well, today, I am excited to say that Sarah Marinus' lover, Tyler, is here. And we're welcoming him. Sarah said, don't give him a microphone. I don't know what that's about.
But, no, he would love it. I would love it. We'll mic them up.
And Brad Heidel is here with his lovely wife as well.
I need to add something special in. We have Megan's lover, Dave's mom
here. Yes, we do.
Which is very exciting. And we were just told that Megan's lover is actually on the way.
Megan's lover is on the way. He's racing
apparently
from far.
So it's Megan's
corner
lover's mother?
Yeah.
Lover's
exactly
mother.
Exactly.
We call her Mrs. Sella.
We call her my lover-in-law.
Oh!
Well, that's made that up last time.
I did?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Isn't
I don't remember.
Isn't that effing precious? But
whoa, you can't say that on air.
He didn't she just had a list.
Noah's getting ready to hit the button.
No, Noah's going to hit the beep button. But for a moment, I want to say hi to our number one fan who responds to everything we do on Facebook, listens to every show. And if you can't hear us live, you can listen to us where, Chef Lawton?
Oh, I thought you were going to have Gary do it.
So did I.
I don't know if Gary knows it because Gary listens live.
Well, if you don't catch us on Saturday, you can tune in on Spotify anytime. Go back, listen to the episodes. Go back and listen to the one how Sarah traded braces for a Hawaii trip. You can also listen to us on Apple, YouTube, and civicmedia.us. Search Raised in the Woods.
Otherwise, hear us live Saturdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on your Civic Media station. Gary Fluitt, you are here. You've got an old school Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Expo t-shirt on from several years ago that the Fowl Life made. You
I
listen
love
to every
that
show
shirt.
You got a Triple J Outfitters hat on. I mean, you really, you really could teach some lessons to some folks about being fans of the show. You are the number one fan of the show. George Ermert, I'm sorry. Gary
he's been
Fluitt
trying
blows
to fight Gary
away
for the spot, but I don't think he's going to win.
It is
sorry,
a happy
George
birthday to George yes today, though. I did want to mention that. Gary, welcome. How's it going?
I'm doing well. First off, happy birthday, George. Sorry to steal your spotlight. these are a great bunch of folks, and I've learned a lot from them. Being in the outdoors is life for me. Hunting is life, gathering from the outdoors is life. Learned a lot from the show, and I actually do jot down the recipes.
Oh, good.
So, awesome.
Gary, I have a question. Do you laugh a lot during when you listen to the show?
Or cry.
or roll your eyes. It's between those
with
three.
With a shake of the head.
It's going to be a little bit of laugh, yeah. A little bit of cry. I haven't really rolled the eyes too much.
Gary's got like know a voice for radio.
I was just going to say, dang, Gary, you got a good voice for radio.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
I noticed that when Gary's posts pop up on Facebook, Gary's always doing something in the outdoors. He's got a cooking recipe he's got on his Facebook, or he's
that's
got
awesome
pictures of goslings or baby ducklings out of his back window. You really put your money where your mouth is, Gary.
I try to. If I can be out there scouting, per se, because during the off season, that's what you should be doing as an outdoorsman is scouting. Mm-hmm. Never give up on your scouting. If you're not working your regular job or training a dog like I have been, get out there and scout.
Wonderful. I think that's fantastic
now, what
advice.
What does scouting mean for somebody who didn't grow up in the hunting world? If Ellie called me up and said, hey, you want to scout? I would have no clue what we were doing. I would show up and not know what we were doing.
Trustworthy, thrifty, brave, reverent.
Cheerful, thrifty, brave,
clean,
and reverent.
Exactly. Boy Scouts?
Yes, Brad and I were clearly Boy Scouts. It is not. This is a different kind of scouting. Scouting is driving around. Windshield time is another word for it. Driving around, finding the fields, and finding the animals, and seeing where they go to eat and to spend their day.
So following their patterns.
Following their patterns, learning their patterns, get to know the farmers who own the land, asking them permissions, making them great food from the outdoors, delivering it to them, asking, you know, if you can help out on their farm. Because in Wisconsin, we've got phenomenal public lands. I mean, Brad, you can attest
phenomenal
to We've got unbelievable public lands, but in partnership with those public lands are all the private lands where the owners are kind enough, literally blows my mind this happens, to allow you to come on their property with firearms and hunt species throughout the state of Wisconsin from their private lands. And those private and public partnerships and sharing really is the key to becoming a good hunter and being kind to other hunters who are getting into it or maybe don't know about it as much about it as you. And I love the fact that our homesteader on the show is not really a seasoned hunter and is willing to get into hunting and learn more about it.
I grew up with it. My dad and my brother do it, but I never bothered to ask. And thinking about it, my husband, he hunts on an elderly woman's land and with a bunch of buddies, and she'll call him up all the time when something heavy needs to be moved or any manual labor.
I was going to add into that, too. A lot of times, like scouting, you'll go meet farmers and, you know, ask for permission and get to know them over the years. And these, they're literally relationships that you end up, these are like your friends and family. I mean, they literally become your family sometimes because they are appreciative that you're coming there. You know, you're willing to learn about their history, their farm, what they do there. You're working together. That's really what it comes down to, and it's really nice. It's
even
beautiful.
Even talking with other hunters, building a friendship with them, and becoming a steward of the outdoors, helping younger generations get into the sport the right way, teaching the right practice, because there are some people, unfortunately, that don't do it exactly the right way, but that's why people like us need to be out there correcting
them. Great point, Gary.
Yeah, that is a good point. You know, I see so many people being critical of other hunters, and the worst thing that people who are using the outdoors, hunting or fishing or camping or hiking, is being critical of the people who are doing it together. We should all be working together. We should have a common goal in mind. And tearing people down, whether it's through social media or through other means, is not helping to advance getting people more interested. And it's not giving a great, it's giving ammunition to those who want to stop us from enjoying the rights that we have in this state. I think that that's definitely something the Waterfowl Association works on too, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a year-round process, like you said. It's building those relationships, but it's also enjoying your fellow hunter and watching what they do. You don't need to knock them, like you said. Do it in the privacy of your own home. Don't do it publicly, but just embrace what everybody is doing, because they may not like what you're doing either. You know, well, what Mom always say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
That was great advice.
Yeah. That's timeless.
And with this kind of sport, with most sports, nobody is an actual expert at anything. We all have something to learn from each other. You know, Gary, you said you learn a lot from the show. Well, we learn from you just coming out tonight and telling us your stories and how you feel about the outdoors. And it's really what it's all about, to be like-minded folks sitting down. You know, we have James Cooper here tonight. We recently went gigging with him, developed a relationship with him. Gary, you're wonderful. Brad, I mean, all of us, we're all here because we have the same mission, and it's really beautiful, and that's honestly what life is about.
What's your wild of the week?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I was enjoying one of our county parks. I went for a really nice long hike, and I laughed. I took a picture, actually. We'll post it on Facebook. The deer in these county parks, I am telling you, it's almost become like a petting zoo, because I had a deer. She came out onto the trail. She looked at me. She put her head down, kept eating. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to keep walking. And I kept getting closer. She kept getting closer to me. And I'm like, well, one of us has to go a direction. And she kept walking towards me. And finally, like about 6 feet away, she just casually veered off into the woods. And I stopped and took a picture of her. And it was beautiful. Just wonderful. And, you know, Joel, you mentioned earlier, we're not just out there shooting animals and doing that kind of stuff, but we are truly on the off seasons appreciating Mother Nature and appreciating the land and enjoying all the beautiful things that the Midwest has to offer. And to get out there and go for a nice, you know, casual hike and see a beautiful deer, it was just great.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It was sitting on a snake, but the deer was pretty great.
I didn't sit on any snakes. Megan Salazar, what's your wild of the week?
I've been spending my time outdoors potty training a puppy.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, that's like a, how,
every 2 hours.
Is that
hours.
Good or bad? Is that enjoyable or not enjoyable?
I mean, it's enjoyable when it's nice outside and not wintertime.
Yeah.
So that's big not difference. So bad.
I suppose that makes a big difference.
But I mean, I can't really go very far from my house right now anyways because I have no means to with one arm. So
yeah.
If the puppy can take me outside and we go for little walks and she's learning everything, then that makes me happy. And it's so exciting to see their brains develop so quickly and yeah. what they pick up. So.
Yeah, you do such sure. a good job with your dogs, too. Jeez, those dogs are lucky.
Yeah. Brad Heidel,
yes.
did you get out in the outdoors this week at all?
You know what? I got a different wild of the week, and I'm going to kind of creep into the cooking segment a little
Ooh,
bit.
Yay.
That's all right. We love when that happens.
I do not have a recipe, but my wife and I actually made dove tikka masala this week.
Ooh.
Yum.
It
Yum.
Was off the charts.
Ooh.
I love when people take and make cultural foods out of wild game. That yes. is one of my favorite things. I love Asian foods with it. Oh, gosh.
Yes.
That was your New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do now.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you very much. Our homesteader, Sarah, she keeps us honest. She asks us how we can stay out of jail and brings up those issues and the tough issues. I'm very excited because we've got our homesteader tip. We're going to say hello to the owners of the Hideaway Bar and Grill, where we're recording live. And we've got our recipe of the week on Raised in the Woods.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is Raised in the Woods, the show about bringing everything from the great outdoors and planting it at your fingertips. My name's Joel Clayfish alongside co-host Ellie Lawton, the chef, and of course Sarah Marinas, who is our homesteader. Megan Salazar, regular panelist on the show, is with us as well. And Brad Heidel, the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Executive Director, is talking with us. But we are a first today. We're outside of the Hideaway recording live in a remote broadcast on beautiful Okauchee Lake in Lake Country between Madison and Milwaukee. Alexis Cron, one of the owners here at the Hideaway. Is this exciting for you? Do you guys usually have radio shows going
I was gonna
on?
Say, no, this is a first for us. I'm so excited to be here. Everyone's kind of like, what's going on out there? It's very exciting. Love the energy. And it's a beautiful night out here.
Yeah,
Thursday night. Yeah.
I mean, this place is packed. Do you usually get this kind of a turnout on a Thursday night?
Thursdays are our big nights. We've got bingo, 6:30. We play three Ooh. Rounds inside. We do wing night, which is exactly why you guys are here as well.
Yeah.
And then we do $5 Tito's mixers as well. So it's always a good time out
so
here.
So a lot of people happy tonight.
Yes. Yeah, so everyone's
sure.
itching for
bingo
the weekend.
Bingo and Tito's? Whoa.
Yes.
Swing on by bingo
we call it
and
Thirsty
Tito's.
Thursday.
Bingo, Tito's, and chicken wings. If
yes.
you don't have something in there you like to get out for, and it just makes me want to tell everybody, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota are great places to get out and visit those local establishments. That's where the best food is. That's where the best camaraderie is. And that is where you get a real feeling of the Midwest. And that's why we're here. And that brings us to our homesteader section. Sarah Marinas, what have you got for us this week?
We are going to piggyback off of last week and continue with our companion planting.
Ooh,
I like it.
Love that.
And a little nod to Hawaii. My sister-in-law texted me this week and said that her dad has bean plants from Hawaii. I wanted to know if Ethan wanted some because he's our gardener in the family.
Okay.
So when we left, my mom, brother, sister-in-law, and three of the boys were in the garden, and they were pulling weeds, and they are going to plant the beans from Hawaii with our cucumbers. And those Ooh. Two plants work really
and
well
they
together.
They like each other.
Yep, because one is low on the ground and one grows up.
Okay.
So.
I think this is new to me, this companion planting.
Mm-hmm. How old is Ethan?
He's seven.
He's seven, and he's running the garden at home.
Well, that sounds like a great job
for him. His special thing.
That's wonderful.
Do you guys, you homeschool, right? Yes, no?
No, we're split all over the place.
Okay, you're all over the place. Well, I think that's a great homesteader tip, which leads us right into our recipe of the week, Chef Lawton.
I wish it was about beans.
Well, can you add beans
From
into
Hawaii?
The recipe?
Ooh, actually you can. Okay, so you guys, this is kind of exciting, but it's super, super messy. So this is like a, either you're going to eat it with a bib on or you're going to eat it at home because you're going to be covered in food by the end. So I don't know.
So not a first date meal?
Not a first date. Yeah, not a fancy husband-wife date night. So the most popular things made in the U.S. in the summertime is hot dogs, barbecue ribs, and corn on the cob.
Okay.
So corn on the cob is one of my favorites. And I love it grilled. So I actually will blanch mine and then grill it. Some people don't like to do that, but I do personally.
For those who don't know what blanching is.
So I drop it in a pot of salt water for a little bit, and then I finish it on the grill. Megan,
make sure that pot's boiling too.
Yes.
It's not just a pot of water.
Well, I mean, yes.
Just saying.
Thank you, Megan. That's actually a really good thing to say.
Clarification.
So then... what I like to do is I do a shredded, either wild game or you can do beef, and I do like a birria taco, like filling, okay?
Ooh.
So I'm going to have my grilled corn on the cob, and I'm going to put it on my plate, and I'm going to cover it with my birria taco meat. So you can use goose, you can use beef, you can do chicken, and then you're going to top it with all your favorites. So I do pico, cotija cheese, fresh-made salsa from the garden. I might go over to Sarah's
like
and grab some.
Mexican street corn.
Yeah, but with birria meat on it.
Oh, that's
so it's like
amazing.
A fully loaded Mexican street
yes,
corn.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, all the festivals have street corn now, and I'm like, you know, that's great and all, but I want some protein to it. So throw that meat on there. It is so delicious, you guys, and so easy. And if you don't mind being messy, go for it. You can also cut the corn off the cob if you don't want to eat it like you're feral.
I think, could you literally take that and heat up some taco shells on the side of it and make tacos out of it?
Then the recipe's tacos.
Well, okay. Sorry I blew up. Sorry.
Pro tip.
If you want to do it Joel's way, you can cut the corn off the cob, put it in a taco shell, and then we just made birria tacos with grilled corn, which is lovely.
Ooh, you could put a little right wing sauce and sour
you
cream
certainly
on the top
could.
Of that, too. That
yes,
sounds
you could.
Fantastic.
You could make your first dollar.
Yes. And I want to throw a teaser out there for next week. Megan Salazar,
uh-oh.
We're making some special things for her birthday. And last
ooh.
Night we were FaceTiming and she calls me and all it is a picture it's the FaceTime. The phone is facing a pig face on her kitchen table and she's butchering
like a literal
this.
Pig face?
Yes.
Yeah, the
yes.
whole
like
head of a pig.
Yes. I picked one
that
up from her.
That sounds about like Megan.
I picked a pig face up for her a while back. And
who
she
says that?
And
we
she,
do.
She
we
says
do.
That.
You were asking for one about a month ago.
Yeah, and she
got
one
for me.
One for okay.
And let me tell you, this is a super cheap protein if you need some protein.
It is, and we're going to get into a recipe for it.
Pig weighed like 10 pounds, and it was $7.
Yes, it was so incredible.
Probably supply and demand.
But it kept looking at her.
Okay, well.
It kept looking at her.
There you have it. Stick around. Come back next week because we're going to learn about pig face cooking from Chef Lawton and Megan Salazar. And next week on the show, I'm very excited to talk to Alexis Cron about supper clubs, bars, and restaurants. What are the most common things they serve? What do they serve the most of? What drinks do they serve the most of? What's different in the summer and the winter? That's going to be on next
That's
week's
a lot of pressure.
Raised in the Woods. And we're going to have other recipes for you. And of course, another Homesteader Tip of the Week. We love having you along on Raised in the Woods. Listen to us Saturdays at 11 on your civic media stations. If you miss us live, you can check out the podcast. Thanks for coming along. Sign up. Follow us on our Facebook on Raised in the Woods. We'll see you next week.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.